It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Ralph Miller Gymnasium, where we're getting set for game two tonight. It is the guys' turn, Benedictine and Grandview. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph at the studio, Tom Counts with you here. We're going to take a quick break. We got lots of information. We got lots of starters. And then we got a tip-off to share with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium, where it is Heroes Night. They're recognizing firefighters, EMTs, police, all of those people who take good care of us. That said, we're taking a break. We'll be back right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
After a successful two weekends of regional wrestling, 50 area wrestlers are headed to Salina for the Kansas State Wrestling Tournament. The MSC Sports Radio Network will be there in force to keep you updated with all the latest results and information. Tune in to KNZA 103.9 FM for hourly updates starting at 9:30 in the morning on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For live audio play-by-play, head to mscsports.net for coverage on the Holton and Sabetha channels. State wrestling coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Wilson Tire, Taylor Insurance in Oskaloosa, Effingham, and Atchison. Atchison Auto Parts, your local Napa connection. Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? By the Baileyville Animal Clinic, your hometown veterinary clinic in Seneca and in Baileyville. By Kind TS Trucking in Sabetha. And by your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Kirk Peterson. Don't miss state wrestling updates and live coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Hook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here at the Ralph Bellman Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, where The Ravens and the Vikings getting together tonight. These two teams played earlier this season back on December the 5th up in Des Moines, and it was a close game. Grandview coming away with a 73-69 win. But say what? Ravens have kind of switched up the starting offense a little bit here tonight. Let's take a look at the starters for these two teams. What do you say? First of all, for Grandview, the Vikings, 13-12 overall, 11-11 in the conference, in their 25th season. Head coach Dennis Schaefer going to be starting Jackson Young. He's a 6'2" sophomore from Marion, Iowa. From Missouri City, Texas, a 6'7", it'll be junior Jacob Coons. Noah Hart is a 6'3" junior from Clive, Iowa, out of Kansas City, Missouri. 6'6" senior Cecil Lee III, and trying to get out at 6'5", Parkville, Missouri native, junior Connor Robertson. For the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, he's going to have just a little bit of a different look to things here tonight. And they are going to be starting. Get the lights back on here. They're going to be starting Ahmad Lewis and Bryson LaRue. Nothing new about that. You say, well, that's true. Going to start Braden Bell, Gino Corridori. And then they're going to start Vince Duca. So Vince is going to be out there. So Ravens are going to go with two very, very tall young guys. Going to be interested to see how that impacts this game. And I find it a little interesting in that I thought maybe the Ravens would go with more of a three-point shooting group, because coming into the game tonight, the Vikings allow the most made three-pointers of any team in the conference, giving up over 9 made threes a game. They've given up 10 or more three-pointers 10 times this season, and Benedictine's averaging 7 a game. So, well, the Ravens might have gone to a smaller, faster, but it's that they're going to go to a bigger kind of a lineup. Of course, Ahmad, a 6'2 senior from Kansas City, and yeah, Bryson, a 6'2 sophomore from Lee Summit. Braden's a 6'1 senior from Andover. And the two big guys, Gino's from Littleton, Colorado, at 6'8. And Vince out of Budapest, he's 6'7. So here we go. We hope you enjoy it. Raven round ball tonight. Benedictine is a home point with red and black. It is the traveling black with white and red for Grandview and Benedictine. As that ball gets batted around a little bit, Benedictine is going to come up with a loose basketball, and here we go. Ravens on offense to begin things here this evening. Skip pass over to Gino, outside the block, twists and leans, turns, shot block, gets his own board, follows up, miss, tipped up, miss, rebound, Grandview. So the Ravens' initial possession of the evening, coming up a little bit short, and we're a half a minute into the game. Topside with it is going to be Young. Skips it back over to the right side. It's going to be Robertson with it. They work the perimeter all the way down to the baseline left. Coons will back in, put it off the window, no good. Ahmad comes down with a rebound, and here comes Benedictine. Kravis back on offense. BDC out on top to Felt. Little player defense. Ahmad work his way to the left side, drive into the lane, rotate counterclockwise, kicks it back out on top, it'll go to Gino. Shot clock's down to 8. Back, it'll come to Gino off the right block, out on top. Ahmad launches 3, too long, and a rebound going to be cleared away. Here comes Grandview with the basketball. So Grandview coming up the floor with the basketball. No score in the game. We're a minute and a half in. Here's a feed in the middle, and going to be batted around and going to be out of bounds. It's going to be Raven basketball. Minute and a half in, no score. BC Grandview. Braden Belt loves to play this team. He has been very, very good against them. Here's a feed in the middle, and Gino goes up and in. And Ravens have broken out on top on the Corridori layup. It is 2-0, BC. We're a couple of minutes in. Back out on top. It's going to go around to the right side. Three-point shot. Launch. Short. Long rebound. Pulled down by Duca. Ravens coming back up the floor. BC leading it 2-0. We are 17:45 to go in the first half. Vince Duca has it on the left side. He's pulling two steps above the three-point circle. Gets it in the middle of Armand. Lewis falling away. Shoots it off the window and no good. Rebounding a bank. It's going to be Grandview and Lee. Comes up with a basketball. Into the forecourt with it. It'll be Young. 17:20 to go in the first half. Grandview still looking for its first point. When these two teams met earlier, Grandview came away with a 73-69 win. And now the Ravens are going to have the ball batted away. Going to knock it out of bounds. It's going to be Braden Bell, so it's going to come back in again to Grandview. 17-17 to go in the first half. Inbound it comes, and way out above top of the key. Robertson, shot clock has gone wacky. I don't even know what the numbers are flying around on that thing. And shot goes out of bounds to the delight of the crowd. It did not draw iron, and Benedictin will bring it in. Shot clock seems to be acting correctly now. We're 3 minutes into the game. 2-0, Ravens. Here's Bryson LaRue with the ball. Goes over to the left side. Ahmad underneath to Gino. Here's Belt with it. He'll go left. Spins into the lane. Back out. It goes to Ahmad. Goes three. Wide right. Rebound tipped around. Pulled down. Grandview. Two teams not having a great start offensively. Still 2-0. 3.5 minutes in. Here's the driving shot to the baseline. It misses. And we're going to have a Benedictine foul putting the Vikings on the line. Foul is going to be on Duca. It'll be his first foul by either team tonight. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Lee. Cecil Lee III out of Kansas City. He's a 74.3% free throw shooter on the season. He will put the first one in. Grandview's on the board. They can tie it here for the second one. And it rolls in. It is a 2-2 ball game. Benedictin and Ahmad Lewis up for Ahmad. Nobody sits in front of him. He goes all the way to the rack and lays it up and in. That was a defensive mistake. And Lewis saw it happen, took advantage of it, and the Ravens go up 4-2. 16 minutes left in the first half. Here's a very long three falling away, and it's well off the mark. Corridori rebounds it down. All the Grandview players had already retreated to the other end of the floor for the defense. Feet goes across left side. Belt baseline three. Nope. Rebound. Grandview. Coming down with it is going to be Noah Hart. Back up the floor. A little collision. Is it a block? They're going to call a block on Ahmad. Lewis tumbles over backward, falling hard to the floor. Now the officials are going to have a bit of a confab. They're going to say it is a block. The bucket is good. And Cecil Lee back once again to the free throw line, this time with a chance at a three-point play. Grandview's first substitution of the ball game is going to bring Keno Thompson, a 6'2 senior from San Antonio, into the game. Keno averages almost 9 points a game off the bench. Free throw rims out, no good. It is a 4-4 ball game. 15:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a basketball. It's a really nice crowd here on Heroes Night. Final home game of the season. The Ravens will be packing up their knapsacks, climbing on the old bus, and heading up to Lamoni Saturday. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound underneath Duca. Follow shot, blocked, and fouled. So Ben Say will come to the free throw line. Is the foul by Cecil Lee. Will be the first of the game by Grandview. And at the free throw line, Duca, 4 of 8 this year. Hadn't had a whole lot of shots. That one looks perfect. He throws it right in and puts the Ravens back in front by one. It is 5-4 Benedictine at the 15-20 mark of the opening half. Second one, airborne, gets them both. Vince Duca, big guy out there, 6'7", solidly built, out of Budapest, Hungary. This is the 10th game he's played in for Benedictine this year. Started the season off battling injury bug, but finally able to get himself in shape. And now here's a driving layup, and it rolls around and around, and it's going to fall in for Grandview's Markel Hood. Hood just coming in. He's out of Overland Park, Kansas, a 6'5" junior. He is the leading scorer off the bench. In fact, scores more than most of the starters. He averages over 12 a game, and now the Ravens are going to throw this thing over and back and waste a possession. It's a 6-6 game. Benedictine will make its first one, and now two substitutions. Ahmad Lewis comes off the floor, and also Gino Corridori will be checking out. And for Benedictine, it'll be Noah Simmons. Again, BC goes with another big guy, the 6'5 sophomore. Hook shot right side is up and in, Jacob Goons. Grandview goes up 8-6 with 14.5 to go in the opening half. So not only do the Ravens bring in 6'7" sophomore Noah Simmons out of Valley Center, Kansas, but they also bring in Ezra Vigafa. And now Noah gets the ball, immediately proceeds to travel with it, and Ravens are going to turn it over. Now Duca will come out of the game, and the Ravens are going to introduce Anthony Hall, the 6'5 sophomore from Kansas City. 14-14 to go in the opening half. Ravens trailing the Vikings 8-6. Valley with the lead, or rather Grandview with the lead and with the basketball. Wrong Vikings. Here's a drive into the lane and a traveling violation on Keno Thompson. It's Keno with an I, K-I-N-O. Not like the popular game of chance. Inside 14 to play in the first half. Benedictine with a basketball, turning it by a pair, and a low scoring one so far at 8-6. Noah Simmons underneath. Sends the shot skyward. Won't get it to fall, but does draw a foul and will appear at the free throw line. Isaiah Irvin picks up that foul. Taking his time, eyeing it up, the free throw, no good for Noah Simmons. Benedictine has also, by the way, brought Jack Vanderwoody into the game out of Noakesville, Virginia. He's a sophomore, 6'4", good perimeter shooter. Second free throw for Noah. Hits the front and hops up and jumps in. So Simmons has a point, and Benedictine is trailing by a point at 8-7. With 13:40 to go in the opening half, Benedictine hosting Grandview. Over to the left block with the basketball is going to be Koontz. Backing in on Simmons, backing in. Hook shot easy. Koontz is tall and long and got a big reach. And at 6'7" out of Missouri City, Texas, he made that bucket look easy, putting his team up 10-7. Ezra Vigafa has it left side. He needs somebody to come out and help him. Finally, Bryson does. LaRue will not go down the right side of the lane. His shot is in and out, no good. Koontz coming out with a rebound, and here comes Grandview. Noah Hart up for with it. Here's a running one-handed shot, no good, but we have a foul off the basketball. Coach Moody having a chat with one of the officials coming up the floor. We've got a little time out of the court. Is you got Anthony Hall out there, one of his Chuck Taylors, I think maybe broke a string or something. He's trying to get that thing patched up. Here we go. Benedictine on offense. Inside 13 to go in the opening half. Ravens down 3. Vander Moody with the basketball. He'll put up that 3, and he'll hit a lot of them. The feed in the middle to Simmons. Kicks it back on the right side to LaRue. Bryson goes into the lane, twists, turns, leans, puts up a one-hander, and somehow knocks it in. That was an athletic play. Well done by Bryson LaRue. Benedictson back to within one. It is 10-9. 12 and a half to go in the first half. Koontz with it. Comes out on top. Three-point shot. Launched. Rims out. Rebound Simmons. BC the other way. Ravens with a chance to take a lead. Here's the middle shot. LaRue goes up and in. And I don't know what Markel Hood could have been thinking coming in as late as he did. That basket was practically a gimme. By the time he came in to defend it, picks up the foul, and for Bryson LaRue, it is an opportunity at the 2+1. And Bryson has four, looking at five. Benedictson is going to put Gino Corridori back in, and Noah Simmons will rotate back out. Both coaches, Moody and Pierre, on their feet, having a word with the guys as at the line, Bryson. It's up. No. I just kind of assumed it was going to go in because Bryson's a really, really good free throw shooter. But that one does not fall, and here comes Grandview. But the Ravens have retaken the lead. It is 11-10, Benedictson. To drive into the lane. Little look away pass underneath. Spinning, and the ball's knocked away by Ezra. By Goffa was in the perfect place at the perfect time. Vanderwood, he running three. Off the rim once, twice, no good. And rebounded. Cleared away by Grandview. And Aiden Foster, who's in the game out of Albany, Oregon. He's 6'6". The pass inside, deflected by Corridori, and the Ravens come up with a takeaway. 11.5 to go. LaRue for three. The rainbow, no. The rebound tipped out and saved just in the nick of time by Noah Hart. Noah's got these bright lemony yellow shoes out there. Easy to pick him out of the crowd. Pass over to the right side. Deep from the corner. The three is off the mark. And a rebound. Bryson LaRue. Here comes Benedictson. Neither team getting a ton of points here. 9 minutes into the game. It's 11-10. Left side. Jack. He'll go baseline. Out on top. The three. Nails it. Nicely done, Anthony Hall. Now 14-10. And Benedictson is on a 7-0 run. 10:40 to play in the first half. Hart feeds it outside. Back out on top, it'll come. Hart with it again. Little hook pass out on top to Foster. Goes left side to Keno. Falls away, puts it up, knocked in the two. Keno Thompson. 14-12. And tell you what, that is the first point in a long time for Grandview. About 3.5 minutes to be pretty close. Now down the right side, Ezra has the ball stripped out of his hands, and Grandview coming back the other way. We are midpoint of the opening half. Joseph anticipate a media timeout coming. Oh, that's a long three, and that's an air ball. It's going to be saved in by Grandview somehow, athletically down to the baseline by Aiden Foster, who will dish it over to the right side, into the hands of Cecil. Lee out on top to Foster. Shot clock at 8. Lee for 3. Air ball again. Caught on the fly this time by Jack Vanderwoody. Here comes Benedictson. 9.5 to go in the first half. Looking back to the top, Ezra Vigoffa having a chat with Coach Moody. Kicks it over to the left side to Anthony. Hall comes out on top to Bryson. And we're going to get a foul off the basketball by Benedictson, which will lead us into the media break. The foul, by the way, if you're keeping your book at home, and you should be, belongs to Gino Corridori. We're taking a break. We got 9:20 to go in the first half here in the Dolan Gymnasium. Men's College Basketball, where it is Benedictson 14, Grandview 12.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thank you. Back with you here at the Nola Gymnasium with 9:20 to go in the opening half of the men's game. And the Ravens leading it by a pair in a slow-scoring one. 14-12. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering. Back in the world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch with you here in the Nolan Gym. The ball will be put in play deep in the backcourt by Grandview and... then we'll bring it up the floor. Grandview at 13-12, team 11-11 in the conference. Benedictine coming in today at 8-17 and 7-15 in the Hearts. Baseline left, little follow-away shot is up and good for two. And speaking of two, it was hit by number two, Aiden Foster, tying the game now at 14. 9 minutes to play. In the first half, neither team has been able to put together much of a lead. The Ravens have led by as many as four. Grandview has led by as many as three. And now a shot goes up for Benedictine, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds off the miss and rebounding it in play, back in play. It's going to come Grandview. 8:45 to go in the first half. Vikings with the basketball, looking to the middle. Ravens' defense has been pretty good. I would prefer to credit their defense with this low-scoring game. Grandview comes back out on top. Foster. And the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Nice job by Corridori. Waiting for Braden Belt, who's not in the game right now, to put some points on the board. Benedictine has gone back to the two bigs. Out on top. Vince gets it to Gino. Steps inside. Little one-handed push shot. Less a shot and more of a shot put into the rim. Gino has four, and the Ravens go back up 16-14. And we go inside eight to play in a rapidly moving first half of basketball. Baseline shot, nice. Say what, Aiden Foster's got a nice shot. He's got a couple of buckets, and he's got the game tied again at 16. Benedictine and Grandview again. Neither team has been able to put together much of a buffer. First time these two teams met, Grandview had six players in double figures. Here's a baseline shot. Ezra for three. First points of the game for Ezra Vigapa. 19-16 with 7:11 to go in the half. BC up three. The lob at the baseline. The spinning shot blocked. And it's going to go out of bounds, and they'll say then it was rejected by Gino, but went out of play off Lee. It'll be Benedictine basketball. Again, Grandview had six players in double figures the last time these two teams met. Three players with 12 apiece. Keno Thompson, Markel Hood, Connor Robertson. But right now, Keno has two, Markel has two, and Robertson started the game, no points. And now Benedictine is going to travel with the basketball and turn it back over. Here comes Grandview. 6:56 to go in the first half. So as we kind of extrapolate numbers here a little bit, you know, you're talking about a 55, 57, 8-point kind of a game here tonight for these two teams. Driving down, slipping and falling, and the Ravens are coming up with a loose basketball. Here comes Ezra. Gets it underneath. The shot. Ahmad, it's a running two. Ahmad Lewis. 21-16, and Benedictine up five. That's the largest advantage for either team tonight as we're inside 6.5 to go first half. Continues to be a really good crowd here in the Nolan Gymnasium tonight. Hometown Heroes Night. Final home game of the season. Here's a falling away shot. Counted for Keno Thompson. Keno with four. 21-18. Grandview continues to keep themselves within striking distance of Benedictine as we go inside 6 to play in the first half. Corridori over to Ahmad. He'll start in. Backs away. Pushes it up on top. Ben Say for 3. What a shot by the big man. Ben Saduka for 3. 5 points at 3 and a couple of free throws earlier. 24-18 Ravens. We're at 5:40 to go in the first half. Now on the other end of 3. Looking for the answer. No good. Rebound. Duka gets it away to Ezra. Vigalpa up the floor. Ahmad takes it to the right side of the free throw line and keeps the dribble alive and backs it away. Dumps it over to Braden Belt. Belt looking to get on the scoreboard. Again, he played so well against this team in their first meeting of a Des Moines this year. Beautiful pass, and Gino misses the dunk, but gets his own rebound. You can't get that very often. And then from the left side, it's a 3 for Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad Lewis pumped up in his final home game of his college career, and we're going to get a timeout. Grandview taking a break with the Vikes at 5:02 to go in the opening half. Ravens 27, Grandview 18.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Five minutes to play in the first half of the Nice Guys game. And, you know, Benedictine, over recent history, has pretty much owned Grandview. The fact that Grandview won the first meeting between these two teams this year snapped a 9-game Benedictine winning streak over the Vikings. Last time they had won before that streak, 2018. Here's a shot from underneath, missing! And as Duca comes down with a rebound, he's a little off balance, and that's not Duca at all. That is going to be Noah Simmons. Comes down off balance, slips, falls. Concerned that he has not bumped his head on the floor, but he says he's okay. And we're back at it. Grandview putting it in play. Connor Robertson, remember him, had a dozen in the first meeting between these teams. He's back out on the floor, still has no points. Now the shot is going to be blocked. Taking it away is Bryson. Here comes LaRue. In, up, give him 2 more. That young man is so fast. He's got 6. 29-18. Benedictine up 11 with 4:14 to go. First half. Vikings with the ball right side, trying it back into the lane. No room there. Comes back off on top to Young. He'll kick it left side, Coons. He's back in the game. They need him. He's been good offensively. Now he'll go cross court to Circus. His shot is no good. And comes down with a rebound. S-I-R-K-I-S Circus. Reverse layup. Knocking it down is Noah Hart. 29-20 Benedictine. And we're already at 3.5 to play in the first half. And that Raven surge got Benedictine to where they might get in the 60s now. Pass right side, Duca. Spins, kicks it back to Simmons, the free throw line. Out on top, the 3, LaRue rims out, no rebound, slapped out on top. Saved by BC and following it in, Bryson LaRue has 8. And we're going to get another timeout, Grandview. Ravens having a great run, and we're taking a timeout, Joseph, at 3:09 to go in the half. Again, the double-digit lead, Benedictine 31, Grandview 20.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
31-20, the Benedictine Ravens in front. Here with just a few minutes ago in the opening half. Welcome back here to the New Orleans Gymnasium. BC led in scoring right now by Bryson LaRue with 8. Ahmad Lewis with 7. Duca with 5. Corey Dory with 4. Vigafa Hall, 3 apiece. Simmons with 1. No player for Grandview with more than 4 points. But they do have 4 guys, each with 4 points. 3:09 to go in the half. It will be Grandview basketball, and they will walk it up the floor. That's Jackson Young. Jackson, a 6'2 sophomore from Marion, Iowa, brings it up. Skip pass over to the left side. Coons working against Nick, or rather Noah. And here's a turnaround shot. It's up and in. 31-22, Benedictine by 9. BC comes out on top. LaRue feeds underneath. Ahmad kicks it back out on top. Keep waiting for his belt with it. Keep waiting for belt to knock down a few shots here. Here's a runner. Nope, no good. Again, Bryson LaRue just shows explosive speed. I think a lot of people underestimate his ability to find some daylight, accelerate to the rim. He draws the foul, and Noah Hart will have his first. The Bryson's free throw, in and out, no. LaRue with 8 points, leading Benedictine in scoring, is oddly enough 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Gets this one up and in. So it is 32-22 Ravens. Benedictine by 10 with 2:20 to go in the first half. The Ravens are going to bring Jack Vanderwoody back in. So the Ravens are going to go smaller and fast. Top side with the ball is going to be Young. Grandview with the ball over to the left side. Hart thinking about the three. Drives it into the free throw line. 15-foot shot up off the rim and bounces up high and falls down through. Noah Hart with 4. 32-24 BC. Inside 2 we go. Rapidly approaching halftime here in the Nola Gym. Here's Ahmad with the basketball and swings it back over to the left side to Jack. Vanderwoody goes into the corner. Bryson kicks it to Simmons. Noah hands it back, and the defense steps back, and Bryson sees some daylight, rockets in for the layup. 34-24. 90 seconds left, first half. Here's a runner on the other end, up very high, missing the shot. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Simmons. Benedictine's going to run it the other way, but quickly four defenders back, and the Ravens are going to set up the O. Minute 15 to go in the first. Simmons backs in, hook pass right side, Vanderwoody left hand three, gets it, Jack first bucket. 37-24, Benedictine, we're at a minute to go in the first half. That's going to be Robertson with it, dumps it over to the right to Hart, long three, halfway down, goes down, and Jack had the ball, I think kind of took his eye off it maybe, and it goes out of bounds. Benedictine is going to give it back to Grandview at their offensive baseline. 20 on the shot clock, 53 seconds to go in the opening half. Benedictine leading it by 13. It is their largest advantage of the game. And the feed in the middle of the shot is off the rim 2 times. Does not go in, but a Raven foul is going to put Jacob Coons at the free throw line. The whistle on Noah Simmons. Noah picking up foul number 1. Benedictine team foul 4. Coming to the free throw line, Jacob, really good athlete, 75% free throw shooter. This one is good, and he leads his team in scoring in the last minute of the first half with 7. A couple of players for Grandview coming to the scorer's table. The look, the shot, short, rebound. Ahmad Lewis. 37-25 at Benedictine. Skip pass across, Jack for three, doesn't get it. Noah rebounds, follows up, can't get it to go in, but does draw the foul. Big deal to be able to collect that basket and the free throws. Could you come to the line? You know, it's hard to hit two free throws, hard to hit any free throws. But if you get that bucket, you guarantee you got yourself a couple of points and that possible nice bonus of a three-point trip. But let's see what Noah's got. He's one of two at the line this evening. This one is not very close. He's going to have one more shot coming up here. Keno Thompson comes back in for Coach Schaefer in Grandview. Ravens are going to drop three players defensively, and all the way back to the other end of the floor, you're going to find Bryson LaRue. He's just kind of hanging out back there as he's picking up Markel Hood. Hood tried to sneak down, and Simmons will miss them both. He's one of three at the free throw line. Benedictine by a dozen. Half a minute to go in the third, or in the first half. Second quarter. There's no quarters here. 18 on the shot clock. 20 seconds left. So a couple of seconds separating the two. And on top, Hart, head fake. Behind his head, pass to a wide open shot by Keno Thompson. That was kind of a cool little play. He drove in and then just kind of hooked it behind him, knowing this guy was going to be back there. Three-pointer is short, and it's halftime. As the Ravens had a really, really good first half. We'll be back and summarize it for you. The teams are headed for the break. Halftime in the Nolan. The intermission score, Benedictine 37, Grandview 28.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirit. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big, and the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Out of the floor, entertaining a very nice crowd on hand here this evening as it's halftime in the gym. Benedictine out in front, 37-28. Just a great half for BC. In fact, just looked through my score sheet. Did they trail in the first half? I'm looking to see. Yeah, they were down 10-9 at 12.5 to go. They were down 10-7, 8-7, and then after that, they have not trailed in the last 12 minutes of the first half. 37-28. Recap of the scoring for you. First of all, for Grandview, 7 points for a couple of players, Jacob Koontz and Keno Thompson, each with 7 to blaze the trail, as it were. Also for Grandview, it was 4 points in the first half for Noah Hart and Cecil Lee III. Running out, scoring Markel Hood and Aiden Foster with a couple of points each. For Benedictine, how about Bryson LaRue? Outstanding first half. 11 points for Bryson. 7 for Ahmad Lewis, and Ravens putting a lot of guys in the scoring column with Vince Duca knocking in 5, 4 for Gino Corridori. 3 apiece, Ezra Vigafa, Jack Vanderwoody, and Anthony Hall, and 1 in the first half for Noah Simmons. You look at the numbers, you look at for things like anybody in foul trouble, the answer would be, yeah, no, nobody in any kind of foul trouble. Benedictine shooting the ball pretty well, 48%, 14-29. Grandview, 12 of 27, three-point shooting. Grandview really hurting themselves. 1 of 11 from the outside, Benedictine hitting 5 of 15. Not a blazing number, 33%, but not terrible. At the free throw line, Benedictine is only 4 of 9, 44%. Grandview is 3 of 5, that's 60. So nobody's setting the world on fire at the free throw line tonight. Turnovers very similar at 7 and 6. Benedictine has done a good job taking advantage. 9 points of 7 Grandview turnovers. Grandview with 6 Grandview turnovers, only 2 points off those 6. The rebounding edge belongs to Benedictine, 19 to 15. Bench points pretty much same at 11 to 10. And so there we go. Recognizing some of the Raven athletes as the men and women's indoor track team win the conference last week. So congratulations to them and a tip of the hat. A.D. Gartmeier is doing a pretty good job, isn't he, of getting them centered up and getting that photo op lined out there. Can't be easy. But congratulations to those young people and the conference championship. Hey, we're going to be back here in the Nola Gymnasium. Second half of this guys' game coming up live. The final half of men's college basketball here in the Nola Gym this year. We'll be back and share it with you. But right now, with that halftime score, Ravens 37, Vikings 28. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio for some Wednesday night halftime magic.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday, we've had a change to the schedule. We're going to be doing the scoreboard show from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday. We are specializing this week in coverage of state wrestling tournament. Over 50 local wrestlers made it into the state tournament, and we've got a lot of action going on. Also, we will be discussing the end of the season during this Friday night's Sports Look. Saturday brings us to the final game for Benedictine Ravens basketball on the regular schedule. They'll be at Graceland with a 2 p.m. tip for the women's game on Saturday afternoon and a 4 p.m. tip for the men's game. Monday night brings us back to high school basketball as we'll have Valley Falls girls at JCN with a 7 p.m. scheduled tip. Also on Tuesday, we've got a 7 p.m. scheduled tip. However, it'll be boys basketball as the Oskaloosa boys will be at Hiawatha. From Wednesday on, our schedule is very fluid. I do recommend that you listen to our news broadcasts during the day, especially the sports segments during the morning and evening news shows. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. In women's basketball, we have finals to report. It was Missouri Valley over Park, 88-74. Mid-America Nazarene beat Central Methodist, 78-63. In the Peru State Baker game, Peru State took home a win at 78 points to Baker's 63. Graceland topped Culver Stockton, 66-65. And in the Clark-William Penn game, it was Clark, 89 to William Penn's 63. In the earlier game that we had right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Grand View Lady Vikings had a victory over the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 84-77. In men's basketball, at the half, it is Park over Missouri Valley, 42-27. Mid-America Nazarene trails Central Methodist. Central Methodist is sitting at 47 points to Mid-America Nazarene's 36. In the Clark-William Penn game, it's a much tighter game with Clark at 42 points to William Penn's 41 in the men's game at the half. In the Peru State-Baker game, Peru State is leading Baker 44-43. Culver Stockton is leading Graceland 41-37 at the half. And in this game, we've got the Ravens at 37 points to the Grandview Vikings 28. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 44. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Lows around 34. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Lots of sunshine and dry Friday and Saturday, upper 50s. Friday, low 60s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 56 degrees in Atchison right now. It feels like 56 out there with the winds out of the north at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 66%, the dew point 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.70 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's men's college basketball game here on K-Radio. The Ravens in front of Grandview, 37-28. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering. Good stuff. Just all that stuff back in the Care Sports studio. Joseph, thank you. Tom Kautz with you here. Alternate position is going to award the basketball to Grandview. The Ravens lead them by 9. We go to the second half, and we are back underway. We talked earlier about these teams and how the Ravens shoot threes against them. Last time they met, Benedictine had 7. They've got 5. I just did a little tally. 5 threes for Benedictine in the first half. Here's a quick sky hook up and good for Jacob Koontz, and he has 9. 37-30. Ravens up 7. Half a minute into the second half. Ahmad Lewis, Bryson LaRue, Braden Bell, Gina Corridori, and Vince Duca, the Benedictine 5 out there to begin the second half. For Grandview, they are going to have Jackson Young and Jacob Koontz, along with Noah Hart. You've got Cecil Lee and Connor Robertson. So each team with its original starting 5. Second half, Ravens have it, skip it into Gino. He gets bumped around a little bit, feeds in the middle. The hook shot, Ben saying no, but there's a foul called underneath. And 3 defenders around him. I'm not sure against whom they're going to call this. So the foul is going to be on Cecil. His 2nd, and the free throw up and rattles in. Duca, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. He's got a half a dozen points. 2nd one, right there, knocked it right in. 39-30. We're a minute gone in the second half. Benedictine in front. Skip pass over to the right side. The dribble is out on top. Little left-hand dribble. Comes all the way to Noah Hart. He'll go around the side. 3-pointer. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Bryson LaRue. He has been brilliant tonight. LaRue around to the left side. Matter of fact, as the season's gone along, he's just gotten better and better and stronger and doing a really nice job. Belt will have it on the right side for Benedictson, waiting for him to cut loose. The feet underneath, Gino up and in. Corridori, the bucket, LaRue, rather, Belt the assist. Here's a nice entry pass down low, and three Ravens had surrounded Jacob Kuntz, and I'm not sure which one fouled him. They're going to say the foul's on Brayton. It'll be Belt's first foul of the ball game. Benedictson, team foul one of the second half. The Ravens, only three team fouls in the first half, doing a really good job staying out of trouble. Kuntz at the free throw line, and it's up, and it's good, and he will complete the three-point play. Makes it 39-33. Ravens, or excuse me now, 41. Forgot that last shot. 41-33. Benedictson, three-pointer baseline. Oh, Duca from out there. That is his second three in the game. He had five in the first half. He's already got five in the second. We're not 2 minutes in. It is 44-33, Benedictson. 18 minutes to go in the game. Over to the left side, Kuntz. Hook shot up and short. Offensive rebound slapped away by Gino. Picked up off the floor by LaRue. Here comes LaRue down the right side to Ahmad. Drives and shoots and gets fouled. Slides across the floor, almost out into the hallway. Campers to his feet. The foul is on Jackson Young for Grandview. Young, foul number one. Benedictson back to the free throw line they come, and Ahmad Lewis, a 60.9% free throw shooter, and that first one won't quite go in for him. He had 7 points in the first half. Ahmad Lewis, one of the seniors on this team, 6'2", out of Kansas City, Missouri. Second free throw is good. 8 points for Ahmad Lewis. 45-33, Benedictson, 17:40 to go in the game. Ravens looking to keep the opportunity for a double-digit win season. Oh, a deep baseline shot. Up and good for Jackson Young. 45-36. For the Ravens right now at 8-17. If they can score a win tonight, the game Saturday would, you know, there's value for a lot of reasons. Getting that double-digit win, and BC would have a chance to do that up in Lamoni Saturday afternoon. We'll be with them, ladies at 2, the guys at 4 o'clock. Here's a drive left, and the shot off the window. No, Gino with an aggressive rebound. Gets it to Ahmad, and Lewis will walk it up the floor. 16:45 to go with the game. Benedictine with a basketball and a 9-point lead. It's the Brecken Center, right? It just occurs to me. I think that's the new name of the gym at Graceland. Feet underneath, and Gino with two hands goes up and just gently lays it over the front lip of the rim. He's got 8. 47-36. Into the lane, twisting, turning, falling away, a little backhand shot does not go in, but a Raven is going to be called for a foul. It's going to be on Corridori. Gino has his second foul. Gino is the first Raven player to pick up a second foul, in fact. And it's 16-18 to go in the game. Coming to the free throw line for Grandview is going to be Cecil Lee. He's 2 out of 3 today. That one is dropping right through. Corridori coming out of the ball game and returning for the Ravens. You're going to find Noah Simmons. Noah out of Valley Center, Kansas. Second free throw, no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. 47-37, Benedictine. 16 minutes left. The feet will come to the right side, backing in. Little twisting shot, nope. Rebound pulled down by Grandview. Up the floor there, come very quickly. Grandview left to right in the second half. And the traveling black with red and white. Ravens in the home white with red and black. Missing the shot from the outside. Markel Hood. And Ravens are going to be walking it back up the floor. Ahmad Lewis. Anyway, he's just been an emotional leader for this team in the past few games. And similarly today, here's a little Almont dish to the left side. Vince's baseline jumper from about 13 is going to be off the mark. And a rebound up the floor, Noah Hart. Hart kicks it to the right side. It's going to be Lee. Cecil backing down. Comes out on top. Hart, the long three, way short. Rebound, Ahmad. You may have been able to hear in the background the slap of the ball as he pulls it down with one hand and then slaps it between the two and brings it up the court. We're 15 minutes to play in the game. Bell out on top to three. Vince's third three tonight. 50-37. 14:50 to go. Ravens now up 13. That equals their largest lead. They were up 13. It's 37-24. Driving across. The little runner off the back. No. LaRue coming out of the board. Here comes Benedictine quickly into the forecourt. The defense retreats all the way back down, picking up the man defense inside the three-point ring at 14:20 to go in the ballgame. Ahmad out on top, Penn State. Back over to the left side to Ahmad. Little behind-the-back dribble, starts to drive in, backs away, 11 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Ahmad pulls up, 16-footer, nails it. Lewis for two, and he's in double-figure scoring with 10. It is 52-37, Benedictine now by 15. Ahmad knows last time he's going to be able to play in front of the home crowd in this gym. Making the most of it. Feet over to the right side to pass underneath, and the lamp is going to be up and good. And as it goes in for Jackson Young, we're going to get a Grandview timeout. Taking a break with the Vikings. It occurs here at 13:53 to go in the men's game, where it's Benedictine 52, Grandview 39.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here in the Nolan with the Ravens putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, coming out of the timeout. BC with the ball in the 13-point lead. Here's Ezra Vigafa. Get past right side to LaRue. Bryson accelerates to the block, lobs it back out on top to Ezra. The defense had collapsed on him. Here's a shot, top of the key, top of the mark, rebound on the floor. Cleared away by Grandview. Here comes Markel Hood. He will push it left side. The runner missed. Offensive rebound. Falling away, Lee. Rejected by Vince. Outlet, LaRue. Finger roll. Good off the front lip of the rim. LaRue's first points of the second half give him 13 in the ballgame. And on the other end, we're going to have a shot. It is up and good. Markel Hood with four. 54-41, Benedictine. 13 minutes to go. Ezra Vigafa up the court. Out there for the Ravens, Vigafa, Vanderwoody, Hall, LaRue, Simmons. Noah goes left side. Back off on top. Bryson starts left, back right, kicks it out on top. Little head fake, left-handed runner, off the mark, rebound on the floor, battle for out of bounds, and it's going to be off the Ravens, and touch last by Anthony Hall. Simmons coming out of the game, and right back in for Benedictine is going to come Gino. So Corey Dorey is going to return to the floor. Games around the conference tonight. Clark is at Penn, Culver at Graceland, Peru at Baker, Mid-America at Central Methodist, and Park at Missouri Valley. Only one team in this conference nationally ranked. That is Mid-America. Here's a driving shot from the right side. It's up and good for Markel Hood. His 6th point this evening. 54-43. 12 minutes to go. Underneath it goes, and as Gino goes up for the shot, he's going to be fouled and will come to the line. The foul is on Keno Thompson. First foul of the night for Keno. And it's going to be Viking team foul three in the second half. And we're at 12:04 to be exact. Gino puts it right in there. We talk about it a lot. Big guys are not necessarily good free throw shooters, but Gino's acceptably good at 45 of 67, a 67-plus percent free throw guy. So he's getting two-thirds of them. That one's in. He'll get them both. And Corridori is at 10 points, and the Ravens are at a 13-point lead, 56-43. Cross-court pass, Cramview. Cramview takes that win at home back in early December. Benedictine playing well right now, though. And that win up there at Cramview was not some kind of just a runaway sort of affair. 73-69, baseline three. No good for Jack. Rebound. Here comes Cramview coming up with the basketball. It's going to be Markel Hood. 11.5 to go in the game. Cramview, baseline left, in the lane. Little crossover layup is up and in. Kino with 9. Coach Moody on his feet, gets into the forecourt. I thought maybe he was calling timeout. I thought he was telling his team that, but no. Vander Woody goes right side. Corridori, top side. Back it goes to the right to Gino. Up and got the spinning shot to twist in. Corridori makes it 58-43. That shot was spinning like a top. Gyroscopic spinning. I mean, it was twisting. And it caught that rim, and it did not fall out. That spin pulled it up and in. Here's a feed across to layup up and good. And another bucket for Markel Hood, who with only two in the first half is having a huge second half. Got half a dozen already in the half and now 8 in the game. 10:20 to go tonight. Ravens with the ball, still leading it by 11. You're going to hear the Raven fans cheering him on. Cross court goes to Jack. He'll head for the baseline. Backed in. Comes out on top. LaRue goes three. Short. And a rebound. Kind of a defensive rebound for Connor Robertson. It came down at him, and he kind of had to catch it or it was going to hurt him. And we're inside 10 to go in the game. Cramview all the way down to the left side. Backing in his lead. Backing in. Jack cuts him off. Comes off top. The three, nope. Vander Woody rebounds it down. He'll slow it down, skip it over to Ezra Vigampa, up the floor. 9.5 to go. Benedictine with the basketball, up 11, 58-47. Vigampa with it up top side. Ezra, 3 points on 1-of-1 shooting. And you know, you don't necessarily need your point guard to do a ton of scoring. That's not always his job. Facilitating is what he likes to do. Here's a runner from the right side. It's good. Kino Thompson at 11. 58-49. Ravens with the ball as we go inside 9 to play in the game. A cross-court pass. Whoa, Jack had to go way upstairs to haul that down. Ezra to Corridori. Kino gets fouled, and we're taking a break. We got a timeout, Joseph. Down at 8:55 to play in the game. Time out of the floor. Benedictine 58, Grandview 49.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
But Joseph. Running things in the Get Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kalsman here, the Nolan Gymnasium. Final time for the Raven guys at home this year. We'll finish up the season for the Benedictine men on Saturday as we will be at Graceland. Bennington ladies are going to get a home game in the conference tournament. With the loss tonight, they will slip to the fourth spot. But still, the games on Saturday will impact how the final rankings shake out. But even at that, at the four, BC is going to have a first-round home game against a to-be-determined opponent. Right now, Grandview is hitting 45% of their shots. Benedictine hitting 48%. Grandview 21-46. Raymond's 21-43. Here's a pass in the middle side. Belt, who's been out of the game for a while, going to be slapped away, and Ravens are going to get it back in at the baseline. You're also going to see Corridori come out and Duca return to the game for Benedictine. I'm still waiting for Belt to hit some of those threes that he does so well against this team. On the left side, Ahmad Lewis. Here's Belt. He'll go three. Oh, it won't go down in the rebound. Going out of play. Jack Vanderwood, he runs into the chairs. Luckily, did not tumble and get hurt. He's okay. And talk about Braden Belt. Last two games against Grandview, he's averaging 18 points a game, hitting 52% from the field, 61% from three, where he's 8 of 13. Earlier this year when these two teams met, we talked about that December game. Well, Braden Belt, 20 points. Four threes on the way to those 20. Here's Belt with it. Goes right, drives in, goes up, missed it. Rebound. Been saved. And he gets fouled. Duca is fouled by Noah Hart. Noah's second foul this evening. And Duca coming to the free throw line. He's having a really good night. I've got him at 13 points. With 8:19 left to play, this free throw is right through the bottom. We're on the conference tonight. Clark at Penn, Culver at Graceland, Peru at Baker, Mid-America at Central Methodist Park at Missouri Valley. Second free throw is also good. And it is a 60-49 Raven lead with 8:10 to play. All the way to the baseline, across underneath the goal, back out on top. Head fake. Shot blocked by Benze out of bounds. And there's a tee. I don't know who said what, but the official didn't like what he heard. he's gonna talk it over with his officiating teammates. And it's gonna be on Benze. I think he had something to say. And it is on Duca. The official does not elaborate, but Coach Moody's going out. I'm sure he's getting the full scoop on what it is. Noah Hart coming to the free throw line to put these shots up. And he will hit them both. Noah Hart, not even the best free throw shooter on the team at 71%, but that's not too shabby. Ball comes back in. Little hook shot from the baseline right. Won't go down. It's out of bounds. It'll be off Ahmad Lewis. And back again. It's going to come to Grandview. 7:53 to play in the game. Benedictine by 9. Grandview with the basketball is 60-51. Game that started off very, very low scoring has picked up a little bit. Here's a shot up that's going to be way short. Go out of bounds. Ravens are going to get it back in play. We see crowd delighted by that last big defensive stand. And here comes the Raven offense. Ahmad Lewis will cross at the center. Lewis, Vanderwoody, Hall, Belt, Duca. The feed down low. Hall's got it. Loses it. Did he land on the baseline? It's still rolling around. It's underneath him. He's kind of on his back. The ball is underneath his legs, behind his knees, and everybody's diving on it. He's reaching to try to control down the basketball. And so let's see what they're going to decide. I guess they're going to decide it's a jump ball. Okay. And now they're going to stop play for a minute and towel the floor down just a wee bit. Because all those guys are down there rolling around. Saturday games around the conference, final weekend, final day of the regular season. Kind of an odd schedule. We got games at, and the guys' games at 2 and 3 and 4, so interesting enough. I'm going to tell you, I've got a theory about all of that. Here's a drive to the right side, falling away, the shot off the rim with one on the shot clock, no good. Benedictine taking all the time they could possibly have taken. And Grandview comes back up the floor in the lane, twisting, now turning, now falling away. The shot misses. Jack comes down with the board. Raymond's back up the floor. Inside, 7 to go in the ball game. Benedictine by 9. At 2 o'clock, Clark will be at Peru. Okay? At 3 o'clock, Culver is at Park. At 4 o'clock games, Central Methodist, Mount Mercy, Penn, Mid-America, Missouri Valley, Grandview. And, of course, our game, Benedictine and Graceland, at Graceland. Culver Stockton to Park at 3. That means the ladies' game's at 1. And SID, John Schill to Culver Stockton, he and I have come to a firm agreement that all of the games should probably be, like, at 1 and 3 through the season. Here's a shot up, no good. But 1 to 3, how good would that be? You don't race around to get to that noon game. But you still start fairly early in the afternoon. You get the guys' game at 3, you're out by 5-ish. And you know, you got travel time to get home or whatever. But, yeah, we are both advocating for 1 and 3. And apparently Culver's going to do that Saturday. We're going to get a timeout on the court. Grandview. Let's take a break, Joseph. 6:07 to go in the game. Ravens by 9. It's Benedictine 60 and Grandview 51.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Seven to go in the ball game. Benedictine leading at 60 to 51 here in the Nolan. Jim, welcome back, everybody. Benedictine coming out on the floor, and they're going to have Braden Belt, Bryson LaRue, Gino Corridori, Vince Duca, and Ahmad Lewis. Grandview, they're going to have Markel Hood and Jacob Coons out there. You've got Cecil Lee out on the floor with Connor Robertson, and running it out is Keno Thompson. BC with the basketball right side. It's going to be a bounce pass. It's going to be kicked by Robertson, so the Ravens will have the shot clock reset to 20. Putting it in at the baseline near the corner, and we're now inside 6 minutes to go in the game. Ahmad will bring it in. Bryson LaRue. Gets it over to Braden Belt. Belt out of Andover, Kansas. Down to the baseline left. Driving in is Ahmad. Falls away. Goes for three. It's off the rim. Slapped out on top. Duca just says, watch this. Volley. That rebound. Back on top. Fresh 20. Quickly over to the right side. Belt with it. 5:20 to go. This gets to Corridori. 4 seconds, 3. Gino falls away. That shot will not draw iron. And caught on the fly by Grandview. Back up court they come, trailing only by 9. All the way, coast to coast. Running shot missed. Offensive rebound. Follow shot missed. Rebound BC. Here comes Ahmad. Swings it left. Bryson, 3. Boom! LaRue! 16 points, Bryson LaRue. 63-51. I'm sure Coach wanted to run a little bit of time off, but you can hardly yell at the guy if he throws a three down like that, right? 4.5 minutes left in the game. Here's a skyhook. No. Boom. Pulling down the board. Vince Duca. It's good to see him healthy and well and getting some playing time for Benedictine early in the season. He was none of that. Not healthy and well. Not getting any playing time, but has recovered, the 6'7 sophomore from Budapest. Here's Corey Dory underneath. Did he travel? Yeah. Little shuffle of the feet. Benedictine on the corner of the bench. Yeah, I think I see 6'5 sophomore Anthony Hall. He's not going to get into this dead ball, but he's reported into the scorer's table. He's going to be checking in at the next opportunity as we go inside 4 minutes left. Your Grandview, you're going to make a run. You're going to probably start doing it pretty soon. You're going to run out of time. Here's a block by Corridori. What a job. Gino just swatted that thing. And the Ravens are coming up the floor at 3:45 to play. 63-51 Benedictine. Top side, senior point guard. Ahmad Lewis gets it over to Braden Belt. And we get a foul way away from the ball. I don't even know what was going on or what happened. Let's see. The official's going to come over. Say that there is a foul by Keno Thompson. And apparently he was hanging on to Gino. I'm watching the ball up top side. Then watching Ahmad Lewis work the perimeter and look for the middle. And way down near the baseline, this happened. And now you got Gino. Look at the pushing and shoving going on. Gino's getting forearm. And Benedictine is going to get it in play. 14 on the shot clock, 3:20 left in the game. Here's LaRue, spins, one-handed shot, nope. Rebound, LaRue gets his own board, gets grabbed, feeds it to Benzai, whose shot gets rejected. Outlet up the left side, Markel Hood, no, and a foul on Belt. Three minutes, 6 seconds to go in the game. 63-51, Benedictine coming to the line for Grandview will be Markel. He only had 2 points in the first half, six more now in the second. His first free throw of the night coming up right here, and it is right in. Corey Dory will come out of the game, and Benedictine is going to bring Anthony Hall back in. Second free throw, right in there. Markel Hood at 10 points tonight, and the Benedictine lead is 10, 63-53. We are now inside 3 minutes left. Coach Moody doing that traffic cop thing, standing out on the floor, hands outstretched. Hold her up, guys, he's telling them. Ahmad Lewis will work around to the left side for the left-hand dribble, kicks it back to the right, long skip pass. Now the feed in the middle. Going to be batted away from the Ravens. Now it's going to be saved. Shot out on top. Ahmad can't get it to fall. Here comes Grandview. Down the floors. Keno shoots. No. Offensive board followed. Yeah. Koontz with the bucket. He's got 14, and we've got a Grandview timeout. Oh, Joseph is not done yet, because we've still got 2:26 to play in this men's college basketball game here in Atchison, Kansas. Stay with us. The score, Benedictine 63, Grandview 55.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Minutes and 26 seconds remain in the home season for these Benedictine guys, and Ravens have come out and have played very, very well here this evening, leading it by 8. For BC so far tonight, we got 3 guys in double-figure scoring. Is that right? Make it 4. You've got Bryson LaRue with 16, Ben Duca 15, a dozen for Gino Corridori, and Ahmad Lewis with 10. As the Ravens still shooting 41% from the floor, 22 of 54. From the outside, 8 of 24. And that's where they have really done a good job defending Grandview, and they have left the Vikings to shoot a very low 2 of 17, 12% from outside. Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine will bring it into the forecourt, and it's going to be Bryson LaRue with the basketball out on top to Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad with his right foot in the center circle, gets it to Bense. Duca dribbles the ball 3 times, gets it right back to LaRue. That's a good idea. Right back to LaRue. Don't like that big guy having to dribble the ball and move around too much. Shot clock down to 5. LaRue out on top. Belt, head fakes, falls away, goes 3. He's off the rim. Rebound, Duca. And he'll bring it back on top. That was a perfectly executed possession. Got the shot away in the very nick of time. Comes up with the offensive rebound, and as Ahmad drives, he gets pushed to the back. The bucket won't count, but he'll get free throws with 1:41 to go. The foul by Noah Hart will be his 3rd this evening. He is the first Grandview player to pick up a 3rd foul, and the free throw by Ahmad, it's right there. 11 points tonight for Ahmad Lewis. All of his teammates are back in midcourt. Sends his 2nd one. He has a dozen for Ahmad. And we're going to get another timeout. Ravens taking a break. Joseph, let's use it with them. With only 1:41 to play in tonight's guys game, it's the Ravens 65, Vikings 55.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Coming out of the timeout, Grandview will be inbounding the basketball from deep in the backcourt, and Ravens are going to apply a little pressure, mainly just to keep them from letting that ball roll up, get that clock started as quickly as possible. And here comes Noah Hart into the forecourt. Noah drives around the left side into the corner. It's going to go to Markel Hood. Big collision, bodies on the floor, and we're going to get a Grandview timeout. We will not take this, and Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. Some of the players feeling a level of frustration, I think maybe a little bit, and Granby's going to take a full timeout. And the reason they're doing this, I think it's less strategic and more, because that's what you got. So you're going to take what you got. You've got full timeouts. Yeah, you're pretty much going to take full timeouts. We're at 1:29 to go in the ballgame. 65-55, Ravens in front, and not sure where I just sent all of my stuff. There we go. Let us see if we can see what anybody else is doing around the conferences. We're late in this one, but I don't know if it has. It just feels like it's gone pretty briskly here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Maybe it's just that 93.75. Joseph exudes that vibe all the time. Oh, yeah. Let's see. There is a final, and most games are getting right down to the very little last dab. Baker has won at home over Peru State, 78-76. That needs to be a pretty good ball game between a couple of postseason competitors. Baker, the number two team in the conference. And Peru just a couple of spots behind him. Here's a shot missed. Ravens rebound down, and Abbott gets bumped. And we'll go to the floor with a minute 20 left. Other games around the conference, no other finals, but with 25 seconds left, Graceland, the Ravens' next opponent, they lead Culver Stockton 75-66 up in the Morden Center. So they're at home tonight. Going to be home with the Ravens on Saturday. Grayson, the number four team in the conference, and they are locked into a home game, but they are neck and neck with Central Methodist, tied at 15-7 in the conference. So Grayson going to win. So you say, well, how did Central Methodist do? Well, with 2.5 minutes to go, Mid-America and Central Methodist, it's a three-point game. Ahmad Lewis's first free throw is going to be up and good. Ahmad having a huge game here tonight. Place got pretty quiet. Second one's going to rim out. 66-55, Benedictine, with a minute 15 to go. Grandview racing down the court, firing up a quick three. Oh, my goodness, and it goes in for Jackson Young. And we will get another Grandview timeout. We're going to hang on to it still here, Joseph, because I think that we've about exhausted you with doing this. Okay, so Baker now has won by two, 78-76. Graceland has now won by nine, 75-66. With a minute 9 to go, that's this game here. With a minute 14 to go, Central Methodist and Mid-America, it is still 87-85 at Mid-America. Mid-America, the only ranked team in this conference, as the Heart gets no love in the national poll. Pioneers 22-4 overall, 20-2 in the conference, and they are in a battle at Central Methodist tonight. Central Methodist, the number three team in the conference. And again, Central Methodist and Graceland battling it out for that third, fourth spot, which really will matter pretty little in their first game of the conference tournament, but probably matters a lot more whether you're going to Mid-America or whether you're going to go to Baker for game two. So there is that. Penn, a half a dozen point lead over Clark, with 2.5 to go in Oskaloosa. Valley trails Park. How about that? Park with 2:50 to go. A 10-point lead at Missouri Valley. Okay, here we go. Raymond's going to be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. And putting it in is going to be Anthony Hall. Going to be slapped away. It's going to go back in again to Benedictine. We're down to a minute 8 to go. But Grandview, they are not going to concede anything again. Only three shots down. 66-58. Anthony Hall looking. Is going to go to Ahmad. Lewis will get it into the forecourt. Kicks it down to Gino. Back out on top to Ahmad. And the Ravens are going to run the time. This is what Coach wanted now. Grandview is able to finally track him down, and reaching in, we're going to have Markell Hood picking up the foul. So Markell is going to get his third, pretty inconsequential, with a minute 1 left. 66-58, Benedictine coming to the free throw line. It's going to be Anthony Hall, and the first one, yes. That is Anthony's fourth point tonight. He hit a three earlier, and now he's hit two free throws, and it is 68-58. And Ravens are going to put a little pressure on just to force that ball on the floor. Vince Duca comes in, BC making an offense-defense switch, and Duca immediately pays off as he gets down the court. He somewhat rejects that shot, certainly altered the shot. And as it's missed, and Benedictine coming down with a rebound, we're going to get another Grandview foul. 50 seconds to play. Coming to the line for Benedict, and it'll be Braden Belch. Free throw. And with that, Braden has his first point tonight. The senior from Andover. Second free throw will be a little short, and it is 69-58. Three-point shot. Nope. Rebounding it down is going to be Anthony. Gets it to Bryson. Over to Ahmad. Up it comes. In the forecourt. Right side is going to be Anthony. And there's the contact. There's the foul. It's going to be on Jackson Young. So Jackson, couple of fouls, and Benedict coming back to the free throw line with Anthony Hall. 2-2 at the stripe tonight. And that one bounded around a little bit, but it was good. And the Ravens stretching their lead up to a dozen, and that one makes it 13. That makes it a five-possession game. That's a big deal. Half a minute to go. Grandview in the lane. A little bunny hop shot off the window, and good, nicely done by Cecil Lee. It is 71 with those two free throws. 71-60. Ravens are going to bring it in, and Belch tangled up in the corner. He's going to, Coach Moody's going to call a timeout. Like, don't bring the ball into the corner. 18 seconds to go. So the Benedict and Lady Ravens coming up a little bit short tonight, game one, and but still in fourth place in the conference where they're going to have a home game in round one. We'll be talking about that and the matchups as we go along. We'll get you a pretty full update on all of that. Tomorrow night on Sports Look. Join Gus to me here on Care Radio for that. Right after the Brian Hagan evening report, you know, where you tune in here at 93.7 at 5 o'clock, get all the evening news and kind of figure out what's going on, what's been going on, what's going to go on. Yeah. Well, right after that, you know, 5, 15, 20, you know, depending on how many things are going around, we'll have Sports Look on care. Catch you up with the high schools we'll be talking about. I mean, there's so much going on. Substate brackets are out. We'll be talking about those. Of course, that's from up through 3A, 4, 5, and 6A, using a little different format. Those are not yet out, but didn't take, you know, too much to be able to divine what a lot of it's going to be. We'll be talking about those. We'll be talking about Benedict and Minton women's basketball and all kinds of stuff, just things and stuff. Sports Look tomorrow here on CARE. Ravens putting the ball in, playing in the backcourt. It'll come into Bense and Duca. I got to say he touches the sideline, so it'll come back to Grandview. 16 seconds left. Grandview is going to quickly make an offensive change. You're going to bring Connor Robertson in, and I don't get this, because Jacob Koontz goes out. Koontz has 14 points. Robertson has none. And you need some offense. So you take out the guy who scored. We're going to have a foul up top side. It'll be Benedict and team foul 5. And smart play by the Ravens. Use both time off the clock. Force Grandview to inbound it again, which they will be doing right near the scorer's table. Around to the left side. They're running shot. Misses. Rebound. Ahmad. And that's got it. Final score tonight. The Benedict and Ravens 71. Grandview 60. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
From the Nolan Gymnasium, the Benedictine men coming away with a nice win here tonight in front of a very good crowd on Hometown Heroes Day, final home game of the regular season, and kind of a nice tip of the hat to these seniors here tonight. Let's recap the scoring in this thing, shall we? First of all, as we pull up Jerry, also kind of getting ready for Coach Moody, who's always very, very good about coming up to see us post game. So we'll be looking forward to checking in with him. Recap of the scoring, first of all, for Grandview. They placed three guys in double-digit scoring, and that was led by Jacob Koontz. 16 points tonight for Grandview. With 11 tonight was Keno Thompson. And rounding up the double-digit score was Markel Hood. Markel with 10 points tonight. So 16, 11, and 10. Following them, Young had 8. It was 7 tonight for Cecil Lee. Half a dozen for Noah Hart. And with 2 tonight, you had Aiden Foster. For Benedictine tonight, wow. Ah. Thanks, sir. For Benedictine tonight, four guys in double-figure scoring, and you had Bryson LaRue. This guy's come on, haven't he? He's had a great season. Bryson, 16 points tonight. Vince Duca getting healthy, kind of feeling the vibe of the team. Vince with 15 tonight, 13 for Ahmad Lewis. Senior stepping up big, and a dozen for Gino Corridori. Going to talk to Coach about the decision to start the two bigs tonight and what was some of the thought process behind that. Ravens had Anthony Hall in the game. He was in there and got 7 tonight. Ezra Vigoffa, Jack Vanderwoody each with 3. Braden Belt with 1 tonight for Benedictine. The Ravens, they outscore Grandview in both halves, 37-20 in the first half. They outscored them 34-32 in the second half to take that 11-point win. And for Benedictine, the guys' game a little bit like the ladies' game in that the winning team didn't score late in the game. In fact, ladies, Benedictine ladies went on like an 18-0 run to end that game as Grandview's girls did not score in over the last 5 minutes. Well, tonight in this one, Benedictine, at the end of the game, had hit one of their last 13 shots and did not score a field goal in the last 4:52 of the game. And yet, had put together that nice lead and complement that with some very solid defense and smart play about getting the ball in and getting the clock running and, you know, doing those kinds of sundry things that really separate winning from maybe not winning. And that was a good effort for BC here tonight. Coming up next for the Ravens, we're going to be with them up in Lamoni, Iowa, as BC is going to be at Graceland Saturday. Ladies game, it's the later games. The ladies game's at 2. The guys game is at 4. So we'll have that 2 and 4 for those games. There's one game still active and there's 20 seconds left in it, and it's quite well decided. Here comes Coach. And, hey, Coach. Hang on here. I never remember to turn those buttons and fire this stuff up. And do we have contact there?
Yep. Awesome. I can hear you. I can hear me.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys. Coach, congratulations. Man, those guys just played, I just thought, so well tonight. And not just one or two of them. I mean, the whole bunch.
I agree. I mean, I'm not emotional, but I'm just kind of like, I just told those guys, I mean, you know how many locker rooms in America playing college ball would not have shown up tonight? I mean, 8 wins on the season, 2 left. You know your season's over. You're not getting into the postseason tournament. Like, do you know how many locker rooms would just not? I mean, you could go watch TV tonight. I bet somebody doesn't show up. And they showed up, man. We had 2 practices, Monday and Tuesday, that we just decided as a staff by design that we were going to make them hard. We were going to play. We were going to get after it. We were going to get physical. Because why not? Who wants to drill in February? Like, you know, we're basketball players. We want to hoop. I mean, so that's Monday, Tuesday. And then we came out and we were the tougher team from start to finish tonight. And I'm just really proud of the fact that they have never packed it in, that they stuck together. So many good things tonight. 4 guys in double figures, 70% from the free throw line. Bense Duca, double-double. Guys stepped up, and I just can't tell you how proud I am of them of not giving in to the fatigue of losing. They have not given in to the fatigue of losing. And this group, I'm telling you, this young group, these guys that are kind of getting their feet wet in college basketball are going to be pretty darn good.
Yeah, I can't not talk about Armand. This guy, the energy that he brought out on the floor and, you know, just the desire. You could just see it in his eyes. He was, you know, this is the last time he's in this gym. And he played like that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought him and Braden felt, you know, Braden probably didn't put up what he wanted numbers-wise, but he stayed aggressive in the second half and made some things happen. But Ahmad, I mean, one of the toughest kids I've ever coached, maybe the toughest. You know, his defense is clearly his biggest thing that he's got going for him. And then tonight, offensively, he was just in attack mode. And I thought at halftime, I told him and Ezra both, I thought they did a really good job. And I'll say for the course of the game, I thought they did a really good job of managing the game as a point guard. I mean, like, they got guys in spots. They shared the ball when they needed to. They got in attack mode when they needed to. So, yeah, really proud of this group and the way they showed up.
Promise the listeners, I was going to ask you that I was, you know, I guess I got so used to this starting lineup kind of sort of that I was a little surprised you went with the 2 bigs to start things. What was the thought process?
Well, the thought process was that Grandview was going to switch, and we were going to pound the heck out of them.
Yeah.
When we set a ball screen and their little took our big, we were going to pound them, and we did. I mean, we did it all game. I mean, I like the shot distribution of our bigs. One got 9 shots, the other got 5. Noah, where's Noah at? Noah got 1. I mean, that was the thought process, was our advantage with our roster where it's at right now is size and strength, and we knew that they were undersized and not as big, right? Like, wide. So we wanted to attack them on the block and in the paint all night. And I thought that, you know, if we went big and they switched, you gain 2 advantages, Tom. You gain our guard on their big so we can get to the paint, and then their big on our big on their little. And I thought we did a really good job. Held a really good team to 60. They average 80.
Yeah, we talked about
it. We guarded the heck out of them tonight.
You know, and now you're going to go up and play a Graceland team that they're scrapping for a third, fourth kind of a thing, you know, and they won tonight.
They're scrapping for the national tournament.
Yeah.
They're scrapping.
Maybe.
Yep.
You know, you're at that kind of a number at 18. I always figured the magic number was 20, and they're going to get into the tournament. They can get to 20, 21, or whatever they're going to do. But right now, Grayson is 18 and 8, and they're They're winning tonight, so that gives them 19. They beat Culver Stockton, and they're going to be hungry.
Yeah, they'll be hungry. We'll be ready.
I mean, yeah.
We just talked about it. You know, it isn't always you don't like being in it, but we get to spoil if we want.
I love it.
So we're going to, we'll have attitude. We'll have energy. We'll have an edge, and we'll be ready to roll on Saturday. We're going to give them tomorrow off. They're going to lift a little bit, get a little recovery lift, and then we'll get ready Friday. But, yeah, we're excited to finish strong against Graceland. And, you know, this group, if there's one thing I can guarantee you, they'll show up. They'll show up, and they'll battle, and they'll have great energy, and they'll stay connected. So we'll see if that's enough.
Can I tell you who else shows up? These people.
Yeah, man.
It's incredible.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing I want to say to the crowd and all of our fans that I say to the team. Like, no one's given in to the fatigue of losing, and I can't tell you how appreciative I am of that. And a year that, you know, like, just hasn't felt like Raven basketball in the last 13 years at least. Everybody's stuck by us. The band's awesome. Our student section's awesome. Our fans are great. I thought that all year it was great.
Best student section you've had in some time.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, and they're loyal. They support our guys. They support the girls. I thought that it was a great crowd tonight. So what a way to finish in the Ralph, you know, tonight. But we'll go finish strong on Saturday. And I'm just telling you, man. I mean, you know, watch this team, man. Watch us get better for next year, because we got a lot of really good young guys, and we're starting to figure some things out through this year. But we'll try to send our seniors out on a good note Saturday.
Coach, looking forward to being up there with you. We'll see you up there in Iowa Saturday.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.
Ryan Mooney, head coach of the Benedictine guys, with an impressive win at home here on Hometown Heroes Day, okay? Lady Ravens coming up to short game one. Guys winning game two. Sports look tomorrow night on Care Radio after the evening report. Friday night, we don't have high school hoops Friday night. There's going to be some wrestling business because state tournament this weekend. And then Saturday, it'll be Benedictine basketball on Care. Ladies 2, guys at 4, and then on to substates next week. It's every night. Joseph, our man back in the studio, we appreciate all he does, and he's looking at the calendar, and he's going, I think I'm bringing a sleeping bag. But don't bring the hot plate, Joseph, because I don't know what you cook in there, but I've been around. I want to thank you for having joined us to reach the next time for Joseph in the studio. He's our guy, Tom Couch here in the Norma Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.